Well, it's a rainy morning here in the valley as powerful monsoon storms pounded the city overnight. The National Weather Service reports part of the valley may have gotten 2 inches of rain last night. It's just the latest storm in what's been a wet monsoon season in our region, which is easing drought conditions in some ways, but maybe not others. For more on all of this, we're joined now by Alex Hager, who covers the Colorado River Basin for KUNC in Colorado. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. So I want to start with sort of the forecast for the rest of the monsoon season as we're looking forward. We have a month or so left. What's it looking like?
Yeah, well, after what has already been a strong start to the monsoon season, it is predicted to continue through August. We've got a new federal forecast out from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and I chatted a little bit more about that with your state climatologist down in Arizona, and she said the same thing, that we're expecting to see more active monsoon patterns through the month of August, and hopefully some more drought mitigation as a result of that.
Yeah, so let's talk about drought mitigation here. It's like that old song, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink, right? Like, It does ease drought conditions in some ways. Walk through those for us.
Yeah, it certainly does. So, that's kind of the very visible part is when it rains, you can see that things get greener. You can see that there are less wildfires, fewer wildfires. And, the effect of summer rains we're going to see is generally fairly immediate. It's very good for vegetation. It's very good for agriculture. And it's very good for wetting the soils, wetting the plants, and making it harder for wildfires to burn. So it's going to change drought in the sense that, it's going to kind of reset how wet things are in the ground. But it is not going to have much of an impact on sort of this decades-long drought that we hear about on the Colorado River. Like when you hear about the drought that's affecting Lake Powell and Lake Mead, that is not necessarily going to go away. The water supply that we see for most of this region comes from wintertime snow. It's snow that falls high in the mountains, largely of Colorado and Wyoming, and then melts off through the spring and early summer. So the rain is good. It's not going to, solve our water supply demand imbalance that we've been running for a couple decades here. Short-term positives, long-term neutral.
Neutral. So back up to the positives for one more minute, though. How does something like replenishing groundwater supplies, for example, help things? Like that's important. We talk a lot about groundwater when we talk about the drought.
Yeah, well, especially in central Arizona, a lot of the safety net for planning for a future with less water has to do with how much water is stored underground. So, replenishing some of those supplies is going to be really good for sort of that backup. It's not going to solve the problem, but it's going to maybe make it a little longer before you feel its effects. We saw that this season in the early going was shaping up to be a pretty pernicious one as far as wildfire goes in New Mexico and Arizona. Yeah. And, New Mexico has been getting hammered by rain. Really positive developments for them there in terms of wildfire mitigation. But, in both of those states, we're seeing just a lower risk of burning. The downside is you've seen some of this in northern Arizona. There has been some flooding that comes out of this, especially in areas that have already burned. Heavy rain just, hits that dirt. And instead of soaking up like a sponge, when the soil is charred and ashy, water will just run right off of it and down into low-lying areas. So the reason that we have more flooding is because of strong rain on top of already burned areas. But the strong rain also means that it is less likely to burn this year.
Yeah. Okay. So then I want to ask the big why question here, right? Like, why doesn't this help our Colorado River water supplies, these big reservoirs we're watching dry up? Why? It seems like it should.
Yeah, it's really just because wintertime precipitation is where all of that water comes from. I've run some stories on this in the past where, scientists really just keep their eye on snowfall in Colorado and Wyoming for the most part. The Colorado River starts up high in the mountains of Colorado, and that is really the main indicator for how much water is going to be available. It's nature's reservoir, really. Like, what is a reservoir other than a way to control how much water we use at any given time, right? Like, you're going to have wet years, you're going to have dry years, but a reservoir is a way to store what's left over and release it steadily. Yeah. And that's what snow is doing. It falls down, it stacks up, and then it slowly melts and trickles off. So it's Mother Nature's reservoir. And that's become less dependable as climate change has made things warmer. It's caused that snow to fall in lower volumes, and it's caused that snow to melt off earlier. And it's also made the soil really thirsty. So it soaks up some of that water before it gets down to the river. So while this rain is really helpful and refreshing and good for vegetation and good for wildfire suppression, really it's the snow that scientists are looking at when they're trying to figure out how much water is going to be available our drinking supply.
Do we have any sense of what that forecast in terms of the snow in the mountains next year looks like and if we'll have any relief on that front?
It is certainly a little hard to figure out this far out. In the last few years, snow has been average to below average. It hasn't been particularly extraordinary. The real problem here, though, is that even a good year would not make much of a dent in the water supply because we're running, north of 22 years of drought now. You would need massive, epic, deep powder years for like 4, 5, 6 years in a row before you started to see that water supply imbalance start to turn around.
All right, which skiers and snowboarders would love, of course. All
Yes.
right. Alex Hager with KUNC joining us to talk more about this year's monsoon. Alex, thank you as always. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.